Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Anxiety, depression, what causes it? Fausto Ruggiero's professional career spans almost 40 years and is diversified and compelling as it has consistently established new and exciting cutting-edge counseling programs in his pursuit of professional excellence and personal enhancement. He is a published research author, clinical trainer, therapist who has worked in settings that have included clinics for deaf children, prisons, nursing homes, substance abuse centers, inpatient facilities, major corporations, both national and international, as the president of the Community Psychological Center in Pennsylvania as well. In that capacity, he developed the Process Way of Learning counseling program, has developed it into a formal text presented in the Fix Yourself Handbook. Faust, welcome to the program, and thank you for everything you've been doing in your career.
Thank you, George. You know, it's 1 a.m. here on the East Coast, so
that's right.
It's a pleasure to be spending time with you tonight.
Do you normally stay up that late?
Just for you, George.
All right, my friend. And next hour, we'll take calls. You'll enjoy it with our audience.
I'm
the
sure
best
I will.
In time. What is, to you, Faust, what is depression and anxiety? Is it chemical? Is it physical? What is it?
You know, there's so much research going on with that, but, you know, the old design talked about chemical imbalances, and the problem is, you know, when you deal with chemicals, what are you saying? You're really lending yourself to the medical model, and the medical model is always going to come down to medicine. The problem with medicine, just like anything, any other drug, is we're treating a symptom. We're not treating the cause. So the person's going to take the medicine. If they're fortunate and it works for them, they'll feel some relief. But that doesn't change what's causing the problem. Could it be a chemical imbalance for some people? Possibly. But really what we're dealing with is genetically we may be a little bit more fragile, you know, in terms of being a more nervous people, more anxious people. But then it's not knowing how to deal with it. And we feed into it then. We do things that aren't healthy, and it exacerbates the situation. And then we seek our quick fixes. Docs are real good to provide those for us.
You know, I see some of these disclaimers of medicine on television commercials, Faust, and I mean, they scare the living daylights out of you. The medicine for depression, and they, you know, say they could cause suicidal tendencies, and you see that, go, oh my gosh.
You know, I looked at those commercials, and you know, in the last decade or so, they've been all over the place. If you turn on television for, you know, a night, a 3-hour night, you're probably going to see a dozen of these things, and you know. The first thing that crossed my mind was, okay, these are prescriptions. you can't go out and just buy them. It's not like they're advertising something.
Right.
You know, and go to the store and you can get it. You have to go to your doctor for it. So obviously, that to me, that begs the question, what exactly are the drug companies doing? They're really not selling a drug in those commercials. They're selling a drug culture. They have us believing that you need these medications. You know, 40 years ago, I had maybe 5% of my people that would come into the office, you know, 40, 50 people a week, 5% that were on medications. It's like 80% now. And when I think about that, that's just ludicrous. You know, they're coming in, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 or 5 medications these people are taking, all to deal with mental health. You know, so we now believe that if we have something, instead of taking the time to research it and maybe get some help and fix it, we go to the doctor who is, you know, some of them are, you know, the drug companies are very nice to the docs, so they prescribe and they keep prescribing, and before you know it, you're caught in a web you can't get out of.
That's true. Faust, I had a friend who died nearly 4 years ago, and he did part-time ring announcing for fun in boxing. Mm-hmm. And he had an anxiety attack, panic attack one day in the ring, and they had to remove him physically. They had to come and get him and kind of lead him out. What causes something like that to just hit you where you think you're going to die right there?
Yeah, you know, when it's a development of long-term anxiety. Very few people ever come up with a panic attack right away. It's anxiety that's been let go, or for a lot of people, it's anxiety that has been subject to medications for so long that the body becomes, I don't want to say immune, but boy, you know, you're just saturated with it, and the medication isn't doing what it should do anymore. The nervous system is completely, it's always invaded by the stress, and after a while, it just wears down. And usually, the anxiety attacks, will, you know, sometimes they'll come up in those situations, but probably 8 out of 10 anxiety attacks will present when the person is calm. They're sleeping. They're watching television. They're just talking to a friend. They're home alone. That stuff is just the nervous system being worn down to the point that it is just overrun by anxiety.
In this society, the way the world lives these days, I mean, it's fast-paced, so many things are happening. Does that contribute to this?
Oh, my God, yes. It used to be it was just fast-paced and we're trying to catch up.
Yeah.
What's happened now is that becomes addictive because that accelerated lifestyle produces more adrenaline, things like that. The body gets used to it, and when you get used to producing adrenaline on that level, you seek it out. So now we have the culture going very fast. It's not just a fast culture; it's a fast, angry culture we're dealing with. And then we've got ourselves just craving more and more, and we're putting the accelerants in our bodies. We're getting up in the morning and saying, "Well, here's my 3 or 4 cups of coffee or espresso, whatever it may be. Afternoon, maybe I'm doing some energy drinks or something with caffeine in it. And then by the end of the day, I'm crashing. And you know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to smoke a joint, or I'm going to pour myself a few drinks. And that cycle just repeats. And you want to talk about taking a nervous system up and down? It's a prescription for anxiety.
Absolutely. Foss, what is internal balance? What is that concept?
That's something that, you know, I work with. I've been teaching people for a long time. And I try to make this clear to people. You know, we are the organisms that we are. We're physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual. Those are the 4 attributes. And I've always taught people to get those in balance. What I mean is simply take care of all 4 of those attributes. Take care of your body. Your body's going to take you everywhere you're going to go. So take care of it. You know, get the right amount of sleep. Put the right amount of food in there. Get the exercise. Do those things. Intellectually, you know, we're talking about not overloading your brain with stimuli to the point that you can't turn it off. That type of thing. It's clarity of thought that we're working with. Emotionally, I'm telling people, try to get those on the back burner a little bit. Get your mind working with the facts. Then when you emote, you're doing so in healthy fashion. Spiritually, you're being connected to the inner part of yourself. That's that deeper part. That's great. It's kind of like, you know, if you go back in Buddhist philosophy, and we talked about nirvana there, and I'm not a Buddhist, but, you know, those folks will talk about that balance. That's really what they're talking about, internal balance. And when you get there, it gets you to the point where you don't need so much from the outside. And that's where things get calm and tranquil. So I've tried to work people into that, but it's just a simple, basic human concept. I'm not doing any. Nothing I do is new, and you know, a new way of anything. It's simple, basic, logical living. Get people to be efficient livers.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The media these days contributes a lot to people's anxiety, doesn't it?
Oh, that's how they sell. I mean, that's, you know, whether we're going to call it fake news or you want to call it shock media or whatever you want to call it.
Sensationalism.
Yeah, you want to, you know, it's that hook. Get people in there. And you know, it's really a combination, in my mind, a combination of the way the media is presenting things, and it's fast and it's right in your face. And then it's the herd mentality that feels, you know, I've got to follow along on things. So I hear a piece of news, and I check the, you know, social media or wherever I check, and everyone's going in one direction. I'm going to make sure, at least publicly, I present myself as, you know, as doing that. You know, when we were kids, we talked about peer pressure. This is like peer pressure on steroids.
Yeah. How about the social media? Does that contribute to this?
A lot. You know, people don't disconnect. You know, it's interesting. I ran a group, and this was for, I think, going back, I think it was some DUI, drunk drivers.
Yeah.
There was about 10 young people in the group, and I said to everyone, I need you to check your cell phones. Just put them on the desk here. And they looked at me like I had two heads. I said, they're in the same room with you. Just turn them off. We're going to be here 50 minutes, an hour, and then you get your phone back. And one girl went into tears, and the other was, and said, my whole life's on here. I can't part with this. And that, you know, and that's a more drastic example. However, people's lives are on their phones, and they don't, you know, they don't disconnect. You know, I go back when I was a kid, you know, we went to school or wherever, whatever we did, we had our day, then we came home, we were disconnected, and we had time to catch our breath. These folks are never catching their breath. You want to talk about bringing anxiety and then depression into your life, it's a, you know, it's just ripe for that.
Foss, a couple of years ago, I was watching a couple having dinner at a restaurant. They both had their phones, and they both were texting somebody separately.
Yep.
And they never even looked at each other during the dinner. I watched them for the whole thing.
I see it all the time.
And it was amazing.
I'll go you one better. Doing counseling, I had people come in the office, and they were having a, they were telling me about this fight they had in their home. And as they're going, I'm saying, something's not right here. And I said, well, wait a minute. Where were you when you're fighting? Well, he was downstairs. She was upstairs. They were texting the battle. This went on for 2 hours of texting. I said, wait a minute, in the same house? And you know what? That's, you know, that's an argument, but I get people all the time that are texting from different rooms. Okay, it's time to go here. We're going to leave now. Don't forget to do this. And it's all texting back and forth. We're not facing each other.
Wow.
Anymore.
Is it my impression that the world is more angrier than ever before?
Oh, sure it is.
Short fuses, everything.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's also, it's again, the way we've begun to function. That's, and that always concerns me. It's very confrontive, but, you know, in my first book, I had a little chapter in there about anger, and when you really begin to work with anger a lot, and, you know, just not just being an angry person, a person whose mind is consumed, angry thoughts all the time, it, and then you begin to use it, and it becomes successful for you, it becomes addictive. The anger actually produces the adrenaline, just like a drug does. You know, docs will tell us this all the time. If you go into the research, anger and that accelerated drive that you get when you get angry will produce the same types of chemicals that we see in addiction. Same thing happening to the brain in addiction, and people can't stop being angry. And now you can see, I mean, we're talking about a nation where people are you know, in the last... gun people tell me in the last 2 or 3 years, 60% of the weapons purchased were by women. You know, we're getting to the point now where everyone is out there protecting themselves. More people than ever are carrying weapons. I just saw a local person, I think about an hour from where I live, he went into a Walmart. Somebody laughed at him. He said, so he shot the person.
Wow. It's something. And then politically speaking, years ago, you could have a discussion about the candidates without getting upset.
Yeah.
Now you can't do that. There's a divide.
Well, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I remember being in college, and being a liberal mind meant that we were open to all different kinds of information. That's what liberal meant. Today, it means something very different. You know, it's all the way on the left, or it's all the way on the right, and there seems to be no balance. Or at least we're losing the balance that we need. We're not just sitting down and discussing information. We pick a side before we get there. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. And you're evil on either side rather than being just balanced.
Yes, you are. You know, and there's the pressure to pick a side. I mean, if you come and say, well, I don't really have an opinion on that. I'm looking at this side, and I can see your points, and I can see yours. They'll call you out on that, and they'll say, well, you know, you're on the fence. You're not dealing with this. To deal with it means you do, in fact, pick a side. But that's not where all the facts lay. That's maybe half the facts, assuming it's not all wrought with emotion.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.